Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With commercial construction activity in high gear right now, we were not surprised to learn that this year's SC Biz News fastest growing small company in our state hails from that industry and from one of our busiest areas, the Lowcountry. Scott McCormick is owner of Quantum Coatings, and he joins us now by phone from his company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Congratulations on this award.
Thank you. Thank you. We're extremely excited about it.
Tell us more about your company and how it all got started.
Sure. So we are a commercial painting contractor. I opened up the office here in 2014. We've been very fortunate with the market. Our timing in opening here as Charleston has been growing. And I've been in commercial construction my entire career. Most of my career was spent in Atlanta, been in several different disciplines within the commercial construction industry. The last few years of my career had kind of one event or another, I've had gotten into the painting side of things as my family and I were looking for an opportunity that would bring us back to Charleston. Seemed like a good time to get here and set up roots with a commercial painting business here in the Lowcountry.
What are the challenges that you face in the paint contractor construction business?
Like most businesses, I think nowadays, one of the hardest things we face is finding labor. Then the fact that there is so much construction, at the same time the permitting processes are taking longer and there's a lot more requirements involved there. So the projects are taking a little bit longer to get started, which makes it a little bit more difficult from a planning standpoint.
Walk us through how you've been able to achieve this growth. Is it just a matter of, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats? Are you having to do a lot of competing for the bids to do this work?
Of course, the economy has been a big driver in our success, but the biggest driver in our success is the team that we've been able to put together. We definitely have to go out and compete for work. Most of our work is bid situations. We try to find those opportunities where, yes, we have to be competitive, but don't necessarily have to be the lowest. And with that comes the value add of our management team and our experience and our systems and our processes.
Now, do painting contractors, commercial paint contractors like you, do you have allegiances to the paint itself, you know, the paint companies, or are you required to go with whatever the company that hires you wants you to use?
Sometimes the architects will give us a specific manufacturer that they would like for us to use, but most of the time they give us the option to choose between maybe three or four manufacturers. We develop strong relationships with all of our suppliers, just like we like to have with our customers. Of course, it comes down to being competitive, but it also the level of service that we're going to receive from those vendors.
Are you only doing business in South Carolina? Do you have plans for growth outside of the state?
We are currently based in Charleston, but we have been expanding our service area up north to Wilmington, Wrightsville Beach area. We have been doing some work out in Columbia, and I have actually been doing a fair amount of work down in the Savannah region and have plans within the next year to have a satellite office in Savannah, a very, very similar market to Charleston. So we hope to use our experience here and be able to have another successful office there.
And how do you find your jobs that you bid on? Is there a website that posts commercial construction projects?
There are several lead websites and organizations out there, but we really do not utilize those. For the most part, it's relationships that we have sought out and built with different general contractors here in the area that have a like mindset and philosophy that we do, where it's a team and we're working together to deliver the best possible product we can to the end user.
Well, Scott, once again, congratulations on this award, and thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Scott McCormick is owner of Quantum Coatings, based in Charleston, South Carolina, recently named by SC Biz News as the fastest growing small company in our state. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.